American schools spend billions each year on educational software. Now, as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, a new government study finds that many of the best-known educational programs do not improve reading and math scores.
3 out of 4 kids at Bell Multicultural High School in Washington, D.C. are immigrants, still struggling with English. But federal testing standards say they all must learn to read at grade level, so kids like Jaime Arias get an hour and a half of intensive reading instruction every day with a computer program called Read 180.
The drug was first tested on animals, and many of them were hurt. Is animal testing wrong?
Jaime, a freshman, sits in front of a computer screen reading out loud from a passage he's been studying. The headset he's wearing will record his voice. Kristen DeVivo is with Scholastic, the company that designed Read 180.
The teacher can then listen to the recording, and over the process of months, she can compare the recordings of the reading fluency from early on to later.
Administrators here turned to Read 180 because they needed the 180-degree turnaround in test scores that the program promises. Susan Frost works with a nonprofit group that helped raise the money so the school could buy the program.
We did not expect the jump that we saw, however. We went from a 13% proficiency to 40.
In other words, after a couple of years using this program, Bell students tripled their competency in reading. That brings the school from the bottom to the middle of the pack for D.C. high schools. Results like these have created a robust market for educational software, but improvement in one school is not proof this stuff really works. So Russ Whitehurst, director of the Federal Institute for Educational Sciences, put together a scientific year-long study. His results prove just the opposite.
In a word, on average, the software products did not produce enhanced learning in classrooms.
Whitehurst says the results are particularly striking when compared to the very rosy claims made by software companies. This promotional video for one of the products tested in the federal study is typical. Principal Tony Rice waxes lyrical about how the Waterford Early Learning Program boosted test scores at her school, Francis Scott Key Elementary in Indianapolis.
So it's like an aide in the room that doesn't talk back and will keep working even through lunch and no coffee breaks. And who benefits? The kids. Who looks good? The teachers.
Now the federal government says no, it doesn't work. Tony Trice says in her school it does. No federal study can replicate the challenges she faces in her school, she says. For example, the state of Indiana does not offer full-day kindergarten and doesn't require kids to come to school till they are 7.
So we can get a kid at 7 who's been looking at Young and Restless, you know, for the first 7 years of his life. And so then it becomes a thing of how do we catch him up?
Software manufacturers claim the materials didn't work well in the federal study because those teachers didn't follow the directions to the letter. Scholastic, for example, has very specific guidelines for Read 180.
Would those information go into the comparison box or would they go into the different, the contrast box?
At Bell Multicultural High School, teacher Ruby Nguyen talks with students in a discussion session that Scholastic says is critical for success.
Think. What do we say? Computers?
Students are only supposed to spend about 25 minutes in front of the computer, 25 minutes discussing, and then 25 minutes reading independently. Ruby Nguyen says it's not easy to stay on schedule.
It's very hard because sometimes you get carried away and you see that some group finished a lot earlier and some group, you know, take a little bit longer time to finish, and I have to juggle with that.
The researchers in the federal study say in the real world, teachers often have to change the schedule. Software that promises results should work even if conditions aren't perfect. Russ Whitehurst of the Institute for Educational Sciences says his study shows software-based material just has not reached that level of reliability yet.
I think one message from this study is that we should not look for a magic bullet. Clearly, the kind of software products we were looking at here cannot be looked to by districts as providing the solution.
The study will continue for another year, and software makers believe their products will do better as teachers get more experience. No matter what the final results are, though, school systems will still feel the lure of software products that might, just might, help their kids perform. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.